Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The theme to our next conversation, well, this year's Pesach Seder post October the 7th, we're looking at what sort of message from the Torah are we looking at this year, seeing that we have witnessed an increase in anti-Semitism, Hamas and Iran's attack on Israel, and some hostages still being held in captivity. Joining us on the line now to give us his thoughts on the matter, we welcome Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss, member of the Chief Rabbinate Council of Israel. Rabbi, good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon to you, Michael, and to all your listeners, and we should have a good news with you.
Indeed. And Rabbi...
Yes,
go ahead, Rabbi.
No, I listened to what you just said, and I think this year especially, we'll understand to be more far more meaningful Passover than in past times. After all, that we're not all free, although we talk about being free, but there's anti-Semitism, as you said, throughout the world. We'll realize that the hostages are in darkness. We'll realize what is like the plague of darkness there was in Egypt, that people didn't have any freedom. It's a terrible, absolutely terrible thing. Who would have thought, after the Second World War and after all we've been through, that such a thing could happen? I won a war. As I grew up, there was a famous film called The Longest Day. You remember that film?
Yes.
It was a film about, the beautiful music, The Longest Day. It was about
Wasn't that D-Day?
The invasion.
D-Day. It was about D-Day,
And this year, this 5 days ago on Shabbat, on this last Shabbat, we felt experienced the longest night. Can you imagine that you're told in 8 hour time there's going to be a barrage of missiles from Iran directed at you? Nobody knew where, who, what it would happen, and it was a terrible, terrible Friday. And you've got 8 hours to wait. But the message is that the past, there was a tremendous unity between all, not only the Israeli fighters, etc., but their allies. And although technically things can go wrong, notwithstanding that, there was no to anybody in Israel. That was a great, we see it as a miraculous thing, but as a part of the unity of people. When people are unified to do something good, then God looks down and helps. And this is the message of Passover as well. We sit down on Passover with the four sons, the wicked, the good, the one who doesn't know what to ask, the simple. And the message to is, of course, that we have to have unity in our own home.
Right.
People are different. But we have to know how to speak to each other and be people as well. I think that this year it will be far, far more meaningful, as I said. Even in Israel, we have an independent state, but the country in the north, they are evacuated. In the south, they have their homes. We can relate to the story of not being independent, which was happening in Egypt far more than ever before. And we can realize that, first of all, we have a God to, we have to pray to God. Mm-hmm. We have to solve our problems.
Rabbi,
that's how I see it.
Sure. Okay, so if I can just condense everything, just as a final, we don't have much more time. As a final message to put out there, looking at the Seder meal and you know what Passover meant, the freeing of the peoples from Egypt and the release of the hostages, how do you want to, do you have a collective message to put out there regarding these themes right now and what Israel is going through?
I think that we'll sit down at the Seder table, we sure appreciate the blessings we have and realize how fortunate. And shouldn't consider ourselves missing something. We should consider how fortunate and realize that there are others who don't have what we have. Don't everybody is the same. And we should do our utmost to help everybody to live an honorable life and a free life. And I think this message should come out. And the main thing is to do the unity, as I say, and the meaninglessness. You know, we that throughout the generations they've wished to destroy us, and this is the case today. There's the dislike of the unlike, and in the name of religion, the most terrible things are happening. Peace, as much as we can for peace, and we can't change the world, but we can change our community. We can do good things in our small community. That's the reason why the Pesach Seder is not a massive communal one. Everybody has to repair that way to affect others there outside.
Right, Rabbi, we've just about run out of time. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have to leave it there. I just wish we could have just continued the conversation a little longer. But Rabbi Eliezer Simkowitz, member of the Chief Rabbinate Council of Israel.